Welcome to class 659 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that school bell, you'll know it is time to get your Bibles. I'd invite you to turn in your Bible to the book of John, John chapter 1. We're studying a Sunday school lesson about the first disciples of Jesus. And we have talked about John and Andrew and Peter and Philip. And now we're going to be talking about Nathanael. And so we'll read about him in just a moment in John chapter 1 and verse 45. Before we get there, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying Sunday school lessons, a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of August the 3rd, 1924. But now let's read about Nathanael. We read in John chapter 1 and verse 45. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and in the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Philip, like Andrew, desires others to come to Christ, and he findeth Nathanael to tell him about Jesus. Nathanael was a Galilean who lived in Cana, according to John 21 in verse 2. In our lesson, and in John 21, 2, are the only two places his name is mentioned in the Bible. He was an Israelite indeed, in whom there was no guile. It is very commonly believed that Nathanael and Bartholomew are the same persons. The evidence for that is believed as follows. John wrote, and who twice mentioned Nathanael, but never introduces the name of Bartholomew at all. But Matthew, Mark, and Luke all speak of Bartholomew, but never of Nathanael. It may be, however, that Nathanael was the proper name, and Bartholomew, the son of Ptolemy, was the surname of the same disciple, just as Simon was called Bar-Jonah, and Joses was called Barnabas. If this be so, Nathanael was an apostle, and John 21 and verse 2 favors this conclusion. Philip said it was he of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote. This means that Jesus is the one to come as foretold by Moses in Deuteronomy 18, verses 18 and 19, and by the prophets. We read in Luke chapter 24 and verse 27 that beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And in Luke chapter 24 and verse 44, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the psalm concerning me. And in Revelation 19 in verse 10, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, is the star of Jacob and the hope of Israel, the one to come. This was clear to Philip. Jesus was supposed to be the son of Joseph. He was supposed to be. He was actually the son of God, Joseph not his physically father, but they supposed him to be the son of Joseph because Joseph had taken him and raised him as his own. In John chapter 1 and verse 46, Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. The mention of Nazareth, an insignificant and despised Galilean town, raised a doubt in Nathanael's mind, and he asked, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" It was proverbial that out of Galilee ariseth no prophet, John 7 and verse 52. "Come and see" was the best answer to make to Nathanael. Seeing for himself would remove all doubts. He was not too prejudiced to investigate, and was soon convinced. An honest heart is necessary for the reception of the truth. Christ asked the world to come and see. He says that the tree is known by its fruit. Christianity is known by what it has done. Christians are the light of the world through their charitable, godly lives and faithful service to God. In John 1 and verse 47 we read, "Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Jesus shows his divinity by declaring at once as he approached the character of Nathanael, whom he had never met. "An Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Guile there being falsehood and hypocrisy. Well, this was a high tribute to Nathanael. Sincere and honest heart. He was free from hypocrisy and every form of deception. Guileless. According to the law, he worshipped God sincerely. We read in John 1 in verse 48, Nathanael said unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." It greatly astonished Nathanael that Jesus should know him, not having yet met him, and he asked, "Whence knowest thou me?" And that's when Jesus said, "Before Philip called thee, I saw thee under the fig tree." We have no way of knowing where this fig tree was or what experience, if any, Nathanael had under it. It seems that before Philip reached Daniel to tell him about Jesus, he was under this fig tree where Philip found him. While there, and before Philip reached him, and where Jesus could not see him with a natural eye, Jesus saw him and knew him. This was done by the exercise of divine power and proved that Jesus was more than human. We read in John chapter 1 in verse 49, Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art King in Israel." You see, this convinced Nathanael that Jesus was the Messiah, and he confessed him to be the Son of God, the King of Israel. In John 1:50 we read, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these." Jesus assured Nazareth that while he had been convinced by this fact, he should see greater things than these. Nathanael witnessed the wonderful miracles of Jesus and saw him after he rose from the dead. If he was one of the apostles, he saw Jesus ascend into heaven. In John 1:51 we read, "And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye shall see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Seeing Jesus ascend to heaven is probably what John meant by saying Nathanael should see the heavens open and the angel of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. We read about this ascension in Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 53. There we read, "And he led them out until they were over against Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God." We read about this again in Acts chapter 1 verses 9 through 11. "And when he had said these things, as they were looking, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were looking steadfastly into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who said also, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was received up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Paul would write to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He who is manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Jesus frequently speaks of himself as the Son of Man. In his humility, he uses this expression to designate his humanity. He is not only the Son of Mary, of the seed of David, the promised seed of Abraham, but he is the Son of Man, and thus related in sympathy, service, and sacrifice to all the human family. Now with that, this Sunday school lesson comes to a close, and I turn the page in our little Sunday school book, and I see the next Sunday school lesson is about the first miracle of Jesus. It was written for the Sunday schools of August the 10th, 1924. The lesson text is John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus was bidden and his disciples to the marriage. And when the wine failed, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now there were six water pots of stone set there after the Jews' manner of purifying, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, Draw out now and bear to the ruler of the feast. And they bare it. And when the ruler of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants that had drawn the water knew, the ruler of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, Every man setteth on first the good wine, and when men have drunk freely that which is worst, thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of his signs did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is John chapter 2 and verse 5. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. The devotional reading is Psalm 108. Here we read, the inscription is a song or psalm of David. My heart is fixed, O God. Yea, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp, I myself will awake right or early. I will give thanks unto thee, O Jehovah, among the peoples, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy loving kindness is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the skies. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer us. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will exalt, I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washpot. Upon Edom will I cast my shoe. Over Philistia will I shout. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who hath led me into Edom? Hath not thou cast us off, O God? and thou goest not forth, O God, with our host, give us help against the adversary.